Hey, it's Randy Miles. It is Tuesday, so that means it's Take Control Tuesday, and I'm on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, we're talking about home ownership. There are a lot of people who want to purchase homes, and they could possibly do it this year, but there are a couple of things that they need to take note of.
Yeah, you need to be prepared for purchasing a home. You know, it's not an impulse buy. Mm-hmm. This isn't something that the checkout line, so you need to be prepared. Now, one of the things we've been talking about, or we have in the past, is what we call debt-to-income ratio. That's how much of your check is going to pay debts. Mm-hmm. And lenders look at that because they don't want you to be underwater or over your head in debt. Now, the other thing is, we mentioned last week that the Biden administration is talking about having programs to hopefully increase black home ownership to 50%. Mm-hmm. We're way underrepresented now when it comes to home ownership. But another program they're talking about that will go hand in hand with that is student loan forgiveness for federal student loans, up to $50,000.
Wow.
Of federal student loan forgiveness. Now, for a lot of people, they've had the credit, they've had the income per se, but their student loan debt has prohibited them from buying a house because of the way it's calculated on the debt to income ratio.
Right.
So with this forgiveness, if they reduce your principal owed and that reduces your payment, that may make a lot of people eligible that weren't eligible in the past. So here's what you need to do and understand when it comes to debt to income ratio. First of all, your debt to income ratio when it comes to buying a house is just as important as your credit score. Okay. You can have an 815 credit score, but if your debt to income ratio is out of line, you will not be approved. So the first thing you want to do is reduce your debt. We're talking about bringing your debt to income ratio in line. So do what you can to reduce your debt. Now, understand there are two types of debt payments. There are installment payments and revolving debt payments. Installment payments, car loans, student loans, etc., those are fixed payments that last for a period of time, right? That's that payment that'll never change until the loan is paid off when it goes away. Revolving debt is your credit cards and those kind of things. Those are debts that can change from month to month, right? So those are revolving. You want to reduce both of those, but revolving debt is the main thing you want to go after, your credit card debt. You want to get that down as low as possible so that it doesn't impact your debt to income ratio. So once again, if student loan forgiveness comes, that'll reduce your debt to income ratio, but you should be doing things now by focusing on your debt, reducing your credit card balances, as well as your installment debt. Now, next week, as a little teaser, we're going to talk about credit card best practices.
Good.
That will tie in and help you become a stronger applicant on your mortgage. So once again, go to MoneySmartLife.org. There's a button at the top of the homepage that says DTI that'll take you to a blog post on that. And also check out TakeControlTuesday.com as well as our YouTube channel.
And in the meantime, let's all pray for that student loan forgiveness.
Well, right after the COVID relief package, that's supposed to be one of the next things they look at.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.